One on this Wednesday morning, ordinarily, even on a hot summer night, with a budget to be passed, Port Huron City Council would likely have a few people in the council chambers to observe, maybe comment. But these city council meetings are looking a lot different these days. Joining us right now, the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Everybody speaking through their masks last night and conducting business as usual, or at least as close to usual as possible, huh?
Yeah, it is a little, as you said, it's a little unusual that the last three meetings that we've had, of course, have had no public there. Not because they're not welcome to come, but because of, obviously, of the situation with the COVID-19. And, you know, we've always said that if you would like to come, if you had a reason to be there, surely you are welcome to come as long as you wear a mask and sit the appropriate 6 feet apart, which we are doing, sitting the 6 feet apart and wearing our masks. But it's so quiet. And then, of course, all of the times that you have the time to, for the public to speak on hearings and or just comment in general, we haven't had anybody there. So it's a little unusual.
Very unusual indeed. A big item on the agenda last night was the passage of the upcoming fiscal year budget. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of the upcoming year's budget.
Well, actually, you know, our budget went up a slight amount this year. It's around, for the general fund, around $27 million. But it's really not a big change from the previous year or the year that we're in right now, rather. The biggest change in that budget is was wages, because the wages were increased by 5% due to new agreements with our bargaining units, which they gave up. You know, it's not just a give me a 5%. The unions gave up a substantial amount in order to for us to give them the 5%. I mean, we were trying to restructure at the time to do the bonding for the unfunded liabilities. So what they did give up was pension was closed, some health care, they have a higher deductible, and some other things that they had to give up, some overtime. And what we did in reverse then was to offer them a pay increase. So certainly the city made out probably better than the employees did for that. So we're very grateful that we were able to come to an agreement. So that was really basically the biggest change in our budget. Of course, we adopted a budget last night with the understanding that, well, one thing, we have to adopt a balanced budget at that meeting because you have to turn it in 30 days in advance at the end of your fiscal year, and that is our fiscal year ends at the end of June. So we had to do that, but we have so many unknowns for next year starting July 1 because we don't know for sure how the effects of the COVID-19 are going to affect our budget, revenue sharing, income tax, property taxes. Those are some of the areas where we could really get hit, but we're not really sure. So yeah. We probably are going to be one of the few times that we've had to do this, but we'll probably have to revisit it in the fall once we have a little bit better idea of what those effects are.
Does this budget include a tax increase or water rate increase?
The water rate increase, yes, it does, which we have done every year. It's 4%, I believe it is. It's around 4%. It's not a substantial amount, but it is an increase, yes. It's a little more than cost of living because there are some other things besides, you know, we have some major costs going into the plant and that type of thing. So it is that. But no other increases as far as the, you know, the residents would see.
Also last night, in addition to the budget, was the capital improvement program. This is essentially a five-year plan. What are some of the highlights in the next 5 years in terms of capital improvements for the city of Port Huron?
Well, obviously, the capital improvement plan we do every year with a five-year, you know, window sort of thing. And those are, I guess we want to call them our wish list of things that we'd like to see accomplished. Obviously, a great many of them will not be because of funding, but you do have to at least plan in case the funding were to come up with a grant or something like that. Some of the major things in there and some of the things that have been talked about is, of course, what we're going to do about the fire stations. We are currently in the midst of a study to determine what to do about them, is in the fact that they're getting old and needs some major repairs. Are those major repairs possible, or are they cost prohibitive? And that's something that's in the plan as to whether or not we do rehabilitation or whether or not we have to start looking at a new building. So that's part of it. And the same with the police department. There's some restructuring plans there, not for a building necessarily, but certainly restructuring. The police department's kind of outgrown place there in the lower level of the MLC building, so we might have to make some alterations and move around as far as the building itself. So those are two of the bigger ones, and then of course we always have our parks in there and street projects and things like that. So they're all things that need to be done, but necessarily won't, may or may not happen.
Yeah. Kind of the wish list or the plan, but boy, all of our plans have to be pretty flexible these days.
Oh, they do. They really do. We just don't know what's coming down, for revenues, and that's part of the problem. So I think all communities are going to be faced with that, some worse than others. And, we're in a pretty good position. Luckily, we had already taken care of the unfunded liabilities and the bonding and all of that. So that's a good thing. But we certainly didn't expect this to follow it. So we will cope with this as well.
Indeed. As we get into the summer months now, obviously this past weekend we had warm weather. It was Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people headed to the beach and to parks. What kind of concerns do you have as we deal with the coronavirus pandemic in the summertime here in Port Huron?
Yeah, that was a big concern for this weekend. And actually, we had about, was nice all weekend. We did have about 2,000 visitors to Lakeside and Lighthouse Beach. Apparently, everything went well. There were no problems and anything like that. We did reduce the parking capabilities in the parking lot, and we didn't open the restrooms. And we did have some porta-johns there, but the restrooms were not opened because for the safety of people having to clean them, we decided that would not be able to open them right now. No concessions. And obviously, at right this point, playground equipment was not open, but I believe they're going to start opening that coming up pretty soon. But, the concern is, of course, you get an influx of a lot of people, and then it is conducive to interaction with people because you have people playing volleyball and having picnics and going to the beach and all of that. And certainly, you have to worry about the close proximity that everybody's in. So we hope that people, monitor themselves. We certainly don't have, we have police at the beaches and that type of thing, but we certainly are not walking around trying to make sure who's a family member and who isn't and how close you are. So unless it becomes a problem. So at this point, people seem to be behaving themselves. So hopefully it continues that way.
Sure hope so. Sure hope we have a good, safe summer here.
I know. I'm unfortunate because so many of our things have been canceled for the summer. It's one of the things people can do is go to the beach. So
yeah, and I think everybody goes with the intent of socially distancing, and everybody says, "Well, we're going to keep our distance," but it does get hard, especially with young people, kids that want to play.
Yeah, and they don't understand. So it's. But hopefully things will get better, and as the summer goes on, we will be able to engage better. So,
sure hope so.
That's certainly the wish.
Mayor Rep, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning, and be well, stay safe.
You too. Be nice to see you in person.
Soon, I hope. Take care, Pauline.
Okay. Bye-bye.